Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 55. A slightly different night to usual if you're following us on Twitter, which is unlikely since I haven't actually sent the tweet yet.
Hello, everybody. I thought it was episode 56.
Yes, thank you.
Well done.
Was that Woot?
Was that Woot?
Yes, it sounded like Wood. Sorry, I wasn't sure.
Anyway, episode 56, Devil You Know, the unofficial part two to Joel and R's Memories.
And we have tweeted. There are 7 people following us. I don't know if that's up or down from last time.
Nah, it's pretty stable.
Unlike, for example, me.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
Maybe we just click on transcripts. Stack it SG1 episode transcripts, season 3, and then bookmark that. Point of view, demons, rules of engagement. A day past and present. Now, you see, that's the thing. Joel and R's Memories Part 1 and The Devil You Know Part 2.
Yeah.
Not even a comma.
Not even a comma, what do you mean?
I mean, Joel and R's Memories, even, I put it in parentheses, Part 1, and maybe The Devil You Know, bracket, Part 2. As it is, it sounds like two completely separate episodes, and doubtless some Americans were sort of going, where's Joel and R's Memories Part 2?
Perhaps because the writing credits are so different. It wasn't written as a two-parter.
Wasn't it?
No.
I've discovered, thanks to Sci-Fi UK's email, well, A, I missed the start of Eureka by 2 weeks, but luckily those are the two episodes I downloaded. But Warehouse 13 kicks off again on the 23rd.
That's okay, UK. If you don't mind waiting.
Dude, it's not like I've not got another 1.4 terabytes to look at. Waiting isn't out. He said the knee could get worse before it gets better immediately after the cortisone.
Oh, isn't that the way with medicine?
Open the iris.
Having one of the richest chocolate croissants of my life. You're just trying to torture me, Rachel. Latte as well. How many pints are in milk? Have you any idea how many pints are in full-fat milk?
I have no idea.
Dear God. Why is Julie Benson only watching the series finale of Lost 22 hours ago?
Well, a lot of people wait for the DVDs, don't they?
If I occasionally go out during the episode, you know, I'll say that after, once we're in. Right, let's dive in if you're good to go.
I am good to go.
Hovering over the play button.
It is.
3, 2, 1. Line finishes roaring. Fade in, and we get...
Previously on Stargate SG-1.
Christopher George voiceover. And the little synopsis of the previous episode. Which, of course, cuts down the amount of time we have for actual episode.
We're talking about a rescue mission here.
No one has ever escaped from NATO. No one except for Jean and I.
Technically should make it cheaper, but given... Maybe it wasn't meant to be a two-parter, but as you said, given the expense of the bloody sets last time...
Ah! Get it off! Get it off!
Do it!
She was tortured so badly.
Yes, Rob Cooper said that the scope of the story in Jolene R's Memories allowed him to expand it into a two-parter, which gave him the budget for the set. So it wasn't written as a two-parter, but it eventually evolved into one.
The only way to reach the surface is in the descent pods.
Certainly not Emerald City.
Sorry. Doesn't matter too, with the little black t-shirt. He reminds me of a character we haven't met yet.
Who would that be, if you can mention it?
I can mention a first name on condition I don't give any of the circumstances under which their character is identified.
Fair enough.
Jonas.
Ah, yeah, similar facial features and build.
A similar approach.
Right, then we find out what they want, then kill them.
A little bit of trivia. This episode, The Devil You Know, actually won the Best Production Design Art Direction for a Dramatic Program in the Gemini Awards for 1999/2000.
Doing a bit of dodgy. Are they going to have the entire teaser as previously in SG-1?
We'll see.
We gotta go!
Kneel before Nanak!
Yes, the eye thing.
Again.
This day forth, I will reclaim my real name.
And there was a glow behind the non-eye. What the hell's back there?
Apophis.
And now, the conclusion.
You do understand we're not too happy to see you.
Your insolence is music to my ears.
Oh no, we're sort of plunging straight in.
Yep.
Apophis in rant mode.
Well, not really rant mode, more gloat mode.
But the prophet is hard to tell which is which.
Your mate Amunet is dead. Sorry to ruin your day. No, actually, I'm wrong about that. I'm not sorry.
They actually transcripted the synopsis.
Whatever makes them happy.
Weird. Yeah,
Daniel's very sincere about sticking the knife in.
Mm.
And it must also be true that Tilk is the murderer.
Oh, that'd wrap up things real nice for you, wouldn't it?
Why is the Shalvar not with you?
Where's my mate Tilk?
This one conceals something.
How the hell does he know that?
Maybe it's psychic.
Could be. Kintak, played by Peter Kent.
Yes.
A communication device.
Ooh. The UFO looks a bit worn.
Tilk, this is your god, Apophis. Risen from the fires of Natu. The fate of your friends will be pleasant compared to what I have planned for you.
You've got to admit, as comebacks go, this is a doozy.
Hmm?
He returns from hell.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were referring to something Teok was about to say in reply.
No, I'm actually referring to what's happening on screen, not what's going to happen in 30 seconds.
I was thinking, you could say it to me for doing that.
You will be my first prime.
It is my honor.
Search them, and do whatever is necessary to ensure that they do not escape again. But do not kill them when they are done serving us. I will have that pleasure for myself.
Oh, you really don't want to tell a god that. Do whatever is necessary.
But do not kill them.
There's so many things you can do before you kill somebody.
I warned you when you sent Apophis through the gate that he could be revived using a sarcophagus. So Carr would rather see his victim suffering than dead.
Oh, that's it, Martouf. I told you so. Slap him, Jack.
He's burning up.
What is Apophis thinking? He can't possibly hope to defend himself from Sokar.
Yes. Oh. Sorry. He looks like he's in a sauna.
He must convince Sokar not to kill him. If the reason is good enough, he may even be able to buy his freedom. With us.
He's having a great time.
No, he looks kind of relaxed. All those toxins. He has a symbiote. He didn't have any toxins to sweat out. In fact, technically, he probably shouldn't be sweating. Yeah, it's not really, despite the dramatic musical sting, it's not really a great fade-out, is it?
It don't leave you begging for more.
No, it's like, I wouldn't bother coming back after an ad break for that. So, as you said, the previous writing team was sacked.
Well, they weren't sacked.
I have a flair for dramatic.
Yeah.
Well, when involved in this part, Erdic noise.
Yeah, well, like I say, I'm still recovering from a bit of code, so every now and again I'll probably cough and try to edit it out.
Shame you don't have a cough button.
Okay, Devil You Know, directed by Peter DeLuise, written by Rob C. Cooper.
Not by the previous people who never wrote anything again.
Well, not for this franchise anyway.
Well, from our perspective, this is the only franchise that exists.
Yeah, this is all that counts.
Silence, dogs! Apophis speaks!
It's not exactly a big complex, is it? They can hear him from the pits.
Bynar is dead. Sokar will come.
The eyes seems to be healing.
He will bring his wrath down upon us. But he cannot make our existence any worse.
I say, perhaps Apophis made a mental decision not to heal himself while he was kind of a slave.
Also, Apophis is ranting just a little bit.
Well, he'd say he's a bit megalomaniac. It's an understatement.
Yes, but saying a ghoul is a megalomaniac is like saying Duncan Gudgeo likes the odd dip in the pool.
One in which the god Apophis, risen from the depths of the underworld, will rule.
Americans who don't get that reference, look it up. Google is your friend.
Yeah, if you're not sure, substitute Mark Spitz.
Well, this experience doesn't seem to have humbled him much.
Or David Phelps.
Yep, that should do it.
I don't know why Duncan Gudgeo came to mind. Maybe it was just I was thinking about Teok.
Could be. Aerodynamic.
The Deliverer! Yes. Sokar will come. I say let him come!
And this is Sokar with his, is it his first prime, or Jumar? No, it's not his first prime, he's only tattooed.
Yes. Well, he's just too cheap to bother wasting the metal.
Well, he's wearing enough metal as it is, isn't it? I mean,
we must assume that his ship contains spies. The attack on the system lords will begin sooner than planned. You will have the fleet ready in 2 days.
My lord, the very best we can do.
Sokar looks looking very pale and corpse-like, isn't he?
He doesn't look healthy, but then I suppose it's the persona.
The fleet will be ready, my lord.
That's not the way to run a military fleet. Surely you want the fleet working correctly, not just ready when you want it to be. But I suppose he's safe in the knowledge that if a ship breaks down, he'll punish somebody for it.
Yes. He'll send them down here to foment rebellion. Yes.
How many follow me?
300. The rest have been banished to the surface. They will change their minds or die.
That's a way to get followers. It's quite amazing that some of them actually decided, no, I'm not going to follow him. When that's somebody takes over the prison, you follow him.
That's ring activation device thingy, isn't it?
It's a nasal hair clipper. That's what it is. Or is it a Nog's teeth sharpener?
We're going cross-franchise.
Bynar said he had one day to determine the identity of the intruders and report back.
So is David
this is Phantom of the Opera, let's be honest. He's going to break out into song any minute now.
That may not be a good idea.
Last thing we want is Sarah Brightman coming on screen in a leotard.
There's enough people in leotards as well, loincloths, leotards, they begin with L. They leave nothing to the imagination.
Bring me the woman.
Woman will come with me.
I don't think so.
Oop. Yes.
Oh.
That hurt, Jack. That's it. The woman is going with you. You were right. Actually, a pretty good shot considering how much energy one of those things puts out just to graze him. Because it should have taken his leg off.
That does not look like a graze. Clearly your definition of a graze varies somewhat.
Well, yeah, considering a full staff weapon blast took out Baynor, took his chest right out. If that had hit anywhere centre, his knee would have gone.
God. Easy. God. No, you...
Did you see 300 there?
Where?
It was one of the comments that the guards made, who will follow us. Apophis asked who, how many have followed, and your man said 300.
Oh, right.
Just checking the transcript and kind of thinking, I saw maybe 12.
Well, I'm going to say the pits are obviously bigger, but for the plot, SG-1 had to hear what Apophis was saying.
It's not a ring, it's a memory recall device thingy.
Oh, yeah, it triggers the implant.
You used this device to access the memories of Jolinar left in your mind. That is the only way you could have known how to escape.
I can say Apophis isn't stupid. He understands what it is and who would have it.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way.
I know how it works. When it's fully activated, it makes your memories easily accessible to your conscious mind.
Do you?
And he's not going to be shy about using it.
Mm. Nope. What was Sam's mother?
I won't tell you anything.
Brief cameo, non-speaking role for the... I presume that means she didn't get paid for this one.
I assume they were part of the contract to use, Visage. Mm-hmm. Probably filmed it in the previous week.
Oh, fine.
The blood of Sokar will cloud your mind.
Mm. Drink. Must taste bad.
She's trying to resist.
Once under its spell, you will tell me everything.
Fast acting stuff.
Yeah.
Sam.
Now we have the adult Sam, because clearly they couldn't use the actress anymore.
I'm sure the adult Sam wouldn't wear a dress like that, even to a funeral.
Yes, but in her own mind, we have the adult Sam playing kid Sam.
And we're getting the very gentle manipulation.
Your brother's made it pretty clear how he feels.
He blames you.
I blame myself.
Your work has always been more important than us.
You know, that's not true. I don't want you to forgive me. I don't know if I could accept that yet. I just want you to understand.
I like the little astronaut in the background. Hmm.
You were supposed to pick Mom up. You were late. She took a cab. There was an accident. I understand.
I couldn't have known what would happen.
But Mom is dead.
Nothing I say or do can change that. All I can do is try and make sure the things she loved the most don't die with her.
Yeah, this bit just adds to the reason why her brother and their father were estranged, and even Sam and Jacob were distant. They may not be actually blamed for the mother's death, but the fact is, Job kept him away when he should have been there.
Just tell me one day we're going to be okay.
He blames you.
I blame myself.
But Mom is dead.
Just tell me one day we're going to be okay.
We have flashing backwards and forwards. Yeah, Sam sort of realizing.
Yeah, we've already made up.
I forgave you long ago.
Oopsie.
Why am I stuck in this? The same memory over and over. I guess if we never had this conversation, neither one of us would be in this mess, would we? I would have gone on hating you and the military. I never would have got involved in the Stargate program. You would have died of cancer.
Yeah, when you start questioning yourself in a dream, when you're in a dreamlike state.
Sam have a strong mind like bull.
More blood of Sokar.
Tell me how to get home.
What?
Tell me the way home, to Earth.
Twist the knife a bit.
This is not right.
You'll lose me forever if you don't tell me the Iris code. Tell me the Iris code.
This is not real.
Tell me.
Well, that's true.
Oh, yeah. If you don't do something, we're all going to be dead in the next half hour.
20 minutes and 34 seconds.
Yeah, well.
That's not uncounting.
It looks a bit out of place in that bedroom.
Tell me now, or I will kill your father.
Well done, Apophis. You couldn't break her.
This is your god, Apophis, risen from the fires of Natu.
So where is he sitting in that? One wonders.
Well, his planet they started from, wasn't it? Where the Tok'ra bases.
It was then that I realized they would not be able to execute the escape plan. I entered hyperspeed in order to avoid the gliders that had detected my presence.
You must have run the hyperspace engines at full power in order to make the journey so quickly.
Yeah, that looks like a wine gum. The strawberry flavored ones.
What does?
The gold thingy in front of them. It's the right shape.
Okay.
He enjoys the way he watches them. You can tell him on a diet, can't you?
Everything you see is going to remind you of food.
I actually feel quite full. I'm just in pain, so it's irritating.
I believe it to be only a matter of time before Sokar learns that Apophis has eliminated Bynar, and therefore takes action to restore control.
I am incapable of blocking the pain in the way in which I normally would.
Hmm.
Are they all hosts?
Yeah, they're all Tok'ra.
We've had this debate before.
Yeah, they've got to be the Tok'ra.
But don't we get non-host Tok'ra?
No, they're not Tok'ra if they're not hosts. That's the whole point. Like, again, you can, just like prison, you get a number of the prisoners who are all well-built and muscular, and you think they must have the Muscle Beach area of the prison.
You're not here to provide information. You are here for my amusement.
Oh, God, no! All right.
Charlie!
You must be dying to quench your thirst.
Oh, dear. Charlie flashback.
Yes.
Open. Swallow. I saw some of that in Shawshank Redemption. Slightly different, but...
Yes, bite down.
No, we're spared. Pretentious little smiley kid for a bit.
Is that what you're referring to Apophis as?
No.
Just little smiley kid.
No. Young Charlie. They're going to get one of those actors.
Dad.
He's, not so good, but he's still with us.
Apophis said he was gonna kill him.
No, he brought you back and took Jack.
Oh, yes, you and kid actors.
There was only one good Charlie, and he were an alien.
So, if the thing was behind her ear, why is the mark of it on the front of her forehead? As you can see, a little circle.
Can you?
Yeah. Look, on her left temple. Very clear, well, circular.
Yeah, but no, I think that's just a lighting effect. At least I couldn't see anything on my screen.
You can't see it from this angle, obviously. Or this one, because the wrong temple is in light. Nicely lit. The sort of half of Sam's face in shadow.
I'm here.
Sam, I hate to sound negative here.
Shh. Save your strength.
I don't think I'm gonna make it.
No. That is unacceptable. Think about seeing your grandchildren again. Don't make me have to explain this to them.
Typical Jacob. We've come all this way to rescue you, and now we're not going to leave you behind now.
No, we're going back to kid shortly, he said, reading ahead.
Mortuf, if they come for you...
I have endured torture before.
This is not like anything you could imagine. Everything seems real. Feelings, sensations. It's like you're actually there in your own past. And then suddenly everything seems wrong. Your mind gets all twisted. Just don't let Apophis use Shalinar against you.
How could he?
You must be angry about what Shalinar had to do to escape from you.
Either they're running around with little water bottles to spray the actors, or it actually is fairly warm down there.
Jack's thinking, or Daniel's thinking, why don't I have any lines in this scene?
Yes, see water rolling down in Martu's face every now and again.
Mm-hmm. You really think the insurance would allow them to torture the actors that way?
I suppose the cameras wouldn't work.
We can put you in 40 degrees Celsius, which you prefer.
Sod the actors, what about the cameras?
I don't think 40 degrees would harm the camera. 60 or 70 might. But I've been in saunas at like mid-40s and it's bloody hot.
You're dead!
Where'd you get that?
Jeff Eisen gave it to me. It's just a water gun.
It doesn't matter.
You have a gun.
That's different.
Why?
Oh, that's a poor old Charlie with the house like that. Oh.
Where you going?
That's not good.
Inside.
Well, wait a minute. I got you something. Come on, we'll play some catch.
This is not what happened, Dad. You're changing everything just to make it better.
I know.
That's a bit much, not even letting your kid have a fake gun.
Yeah.
I mean, this is America, after all, supposedly.
And I went into the house. 2 weeks from now, I shot myself with your gun. We never played catch, Dane. We never will.
Again, it's a situation that has, for the most part, been resolved. Or at least, he's come to terms with it.
I'll play. If you tell me.
What do you want to know? I'll tell you anything.
Tell me how you made contact with the Asgard.
I suppose if by Apophis trying to target certain memories, he's missing later memories, which actually negate most of these.
How'd you know that?
It's okay, Dad. You can tell me. Tell me the address of the Asgard homeworld.
I don't know it.
Tell me the address of the world where you had the ancient's knowledge downloaded into your brain. That was cool, wasn't it?
You can't know that.
Oopsie. Yeah. In that respect, Hathor probably got it right by, you know, building up a whole scenario to work with it.
Mm-hmm. Rather than sort of, well, Apophis, I'm sorry, is not subtle.
No.
Apophis not subtle in the way I generally am in Sober. Of course, that's changed.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Tell me everything and we'll play catch. Mm. I think so little of you that I expect you to fall for this.
Yes.
Back to Tilk.
Curing. Cue big box.
We're going for a big knick.
As opposed to a small knick.
Tilk looks suspicious. Mm. And quite rightly.
The Tok'ra High Council believes that the uprising of Apophis presents a key opportunity. Sokar will take his mothership into orbit around Natu to restore order there.
This weapon is intended for Sokar.
Yes, but unfortunately, we have no weapons capable of penetrating the shields of a Gwa'uld mothership.
How then will this weapon prove effective?
I am to launch it through the atmosphere of the moon, into one of the holes of its surface and down into the core. There it will force the base elements into a cataclysmic chain reaction. The entire moon will explode, taking Sokar's ship with it.
Along with everything else on that moon.
The Tok'ra would not do such a thing unless there was no alternative.
So, we're going to blow up the mothership?
Well, not quite. Oh, the light's just gone off, of Tilk's head. You couldn't admit that the Tok'ra, when it comes right to it, are cold-blooded.
Well, yes. You come down to it.
I mean, this Tok'ra, Aldwyn, he seems exactly the right sort of bloke for the job.
I will accompany you.
Then we must leave immediately.
No messing.
Pragmatism?
Really?
Justifies means, etc., etc.
He's probably known a lot of people that have died on undercover missions.
Yeah, an adaptation of the Nakoda reactor thingy.
It looks a lot like a piece of Earth technology with something alien in the middle of it.
Jack, no. I don't want to go to school. Ow!
Jack did a good face plant there, I'm sure, at some point. Oh, nice. At least they left the sand on, because if he was sweating, it would stick.
Yeah.
Although, Sam's looking remarkably non-sweaty. Maybe she's acclimatized.
She's had a wash.
Well, with all that water being sprayed in, you think she'd be fairly clean anyway. Ow! Note to self, don't move at all. Sorry, folks, a large hole poked in my knee with a needle earlier this evening, hence the occasional wince and or involuntary expression of pain.
Daniel. I'm going to pass out again.
Well, like I say, like Jack, he knew he was going to pass out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He looks about 23.
He could be, like I say, if you're going to take a host, you might as well take a young one.
Well, he was probably young when he was taken. Doesn't necessarily mean he's not about 70 now. I believe didn't know what we discussed in the Tok'ra episode, they tend to live to about 200.
Yeah.
So, given that he looks to be in his early to mid-20s, he's probably actually about 55. I can see little hints of grey hairs. Maybe he's older.
I don't like this any more than you do. But essentially, this is war. If Sokar ascends to ultimate power, consequences would be far greater than losing a few good people.
I understand.
Timing will be critical. Once the weapon has been launched, it will take approximately 12 minutes before the reaction in the moon's core reaches critical mass. If Sokar has enough advance warning, he will have time to escape the range of the explosion.
Tilk's not quite sure about this plan.
Didn't they say something about going back through hyperspace at that speed damaged the engines?
Well, it was supposed to run at about 40% capacity, but Tilk redlined it all the way back.
Jolinar was your mate. Tell me the location of the Tok'ra resistance or she dies.
Don't do it, Murtuf.
Silence.
Indeed.
Yep, so Martouf is seeing Jolinar.
Mm-hmm. He's going to check and say, you're not Jolinar, Jolinar had tonsils.
Oh, you can see him already. Lovesick fool.
Tell me.
I cannot let him kill you.
No, Martouf.
Well, that was my point. My reference to the tonsils.
Yeah, he's already broke. Look at him. Mm. When you start begging for the life of somebody who's being threatened, you're halfway beaten already.
Mm-hmm.
Jolinar, played by Tanya Reid.
The Toker resistance is based on the planet Intech.
Come on, say it. Dantooine. The rebels are on Dantooine.
Now, how do they know he uses the same name for planets? And how does he even know where Intech is?
I suppose, from a tactical perspective, Apophis would have maps of the whole galaxy. Areas of influence, other areas under control of other system lords.
Sorry, there was a line there, I don't know if you missed it. They gave me something that reminded me of the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
Full of soccer. So what did Jack do in the 70s? Now I've got sort of, you know, like, shiny happy people. Oh, what was that other song? There was a tie-dyed re-release of it.
I will take my ship and cleanse the underworld so that its fires may be reborn. Then I will launch the attack on the system lords. Soon the entire realm of the Gold will serve me.
I like the makeup on Sokar, I have to say. You know, the veins crawling up the side of his jawline and stuff.
Oh, I say, the personification of the devil.
Hmm.
He obviously hasn't gone for the forked tail and the wings, but his guards have.
Mm-hmm. Technically, you could call them serpent guards. You know, lizard guards.
I knew it was you.
You shouldn't have done it, Martouf.
I could not watch him kill you, Samantha.
You lied.
Antak is a primitive planet. There are no Tok'ra there.
You were very convincing, I believed you.
If Apophis believes he knows the location of the Tok'ra, what does he want from Dr. Jackson?
He lied.
Of course. You see, the thing is, he had to convince Sam.
Yeah. He did the broken, whiny little pansy very, very well.
Yes. Almost as though he was born to it.
He should be thankful that Sam, in a last act of desperation, didn't gut him before he spoke. Is this Daniel's turn?
Yes.
Kazuf sent me some Ashura's things after the funeral. He said that, he said that she would have wanted me to have them. We both drank from this cup at our wedding.
This is a more believable scenario.
I know I shouldn't have had any real hope, but...
Hey. You can never give up.
How about now?
Especially not now. Sharae didn't want you to just give up, did she? As I recall, she wants you to find the boy.
Find the boy. I thought you said you didn't believe me about Sharae sending me the message through the hand device.
I've been wrong about a lot of things. And I know I don't always sound like I believe you, but I do believe in you.
Well, that's exactly what Jack would do, isn't it? Stop picking up things and just looking at them, twiddling about with them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's learning.
Anything's possible.
Or maybe he's letting one of the smarter guys take over.
Right?
Yeah.
So, he could be the key to us finally kicking those slimy snakeheads out of the galaxy.
Yeah, that's what Sharae said.
All you have to do is figure out where Amunet sent him.
Oopsie.
Yeah. Jack does tend to be wrong about lots of things, but every now and again.
Did he see that double, do you think? Sort of echo?
I don't know if he saw it or it's just meant to reinforce the fact that this isn't real.
I don't think we need to do that unless... Oh, cast in the States. Sorry, I was assuming your audience had intelligence. You know, I'm only poking fun, right, Fox?
Of course they know.
If you disagree, email us and complain. We'll read it out. Suitably censored, of course.
This is not real.
It probably is to reinforce the fact that Daniel recognises something that's different.
Mm, let's see.
Why do you defy your lord, Sokar?
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Einar is dead by my hand.
Oh.
I am Apophis, and the denizens of Natu follow me.
Apophis.
Now, given the strength of the ghoul, he should have gone flying.
Oh, Sokar, a man of few words.
You will die in burning hellfire. First, you will hear me.
Yes.
He's got the right idea. No talking, no nonsense. I'm just going to kill you.
We must hold our position in the shadow of the moon so we are not detected.
Now, you'd think that Sokar would have ways of detecting any ship in his own world's planetary system.
I have tortured the intruders. Three from the Tauri and a Tok'ra. I have learned much, including the location of the Tok'ra resistance.
Don't beg, Apophis. It's beneath you. It's a bit of psychology, buttering him up.
He was incompetent. A Gua'uld of your superior power deserves more. I wish to serve you. I offer this information I have gathered as proof. Grant me an audience, and allow me to show my reverence to you by bowing at your feet.
Yes, yes. And having you remove my eye.
I will grant you this request.
Do we really need the flash?
It's sort of expecting the crystal to say, sorry, I can't do that, Michael.
Yeah.
It's Knight Rider.
It's a bit over the top. It's not exactly something you think Sokar would bother with.
Be quick!
Good try, Daniel.
Now, what was the point of that?
There we go.
Okay, that was the point of that.
And what if the bloke hadn't reacted?
Is he ghouled? Or a thug? Or both?
He could have just smiled and done nothing.
I've done that. When I was at martial arts, this guy I was in school with came up and thumped me in the stomach about 10 times, and I just stood there and smiled at him and said, is that really the best you can do?
Yeah. I have been planning this since the moment I was sent here. I will convince Sokar to make me the new lord of Natu. He will come down off his throne to brand me with his seal. And when he gets close enough.
You talking to me?
Say hello to my little friend. The problem with having underlings is that you've just shown him what can be achieved by a well-placed staff blast.
Yes, they're going to see the... of course, they know that already, don't they? Mm. So what is the range of a... Now, I'm assuming the brighter white light is the actual cargo.
Yeah, they got the carrier wave and then the actual, which really is a bit daft.
I'm sorry, you've got a network on me, so I guess the packet's reassembled in the correct order.
The weapon is ready for launch. Sokar ship is almost in position.
What if someone's spoofing the IP address? At least 60% of our audience will probably get that.
And 50% of the Gatecast host.
Sorry, Mike, it's what I do.
Ow! Suffering for your art.
No, suffering from my knee.
Nice.
Can Sokar's ship pick up the transmission?
The signal is coded.
Teal'c, it's Carter.
Wait!
If you can hear me.
Major Carter, it's I.
Thank God.
Stop!
Oh, he's going to fire it. He's firing it. Torpedoes away. Loss.
Spadoom. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of weighing more than 10, 15 kilos, there's no way the impact in the lava.
Well, perhaps as soon as it entered the lava, you know, whatever system it was using started affecting the core, altering the structure of the lava as it went.
Teal'c, what's going on?
You have 12 minutes until NATO is destroyed.
What?
12 minutes. That's good when you can project it that accurately.
He has launched a weapon into the moon's core, which will explode, destroying Sokar's ship, which is in its orbit.
Still not happy, but sod all he can do about it.
And Sam's hair is actually messy. Dun, dun, dun.
I have an idea.
God, it's a vitally dangerous gas jet.
But tightly controlled and restrained so you can walk right by it, not fear for your life. Or right over it, in fact.
Has she been watching it? Does she know the...
My time of suffering has taught me the strength of your power, my lord. Tell me the information you extracted from the intruders. I beg you to grant me the privilege of ruling Natu.
Don't believe him, Sokol.
Reinar was not worthy of such honor. Tell me the location of the Tok'ra Rebellion. That is only one of the many valuable things I have learned.
Well, he's right there. Anybody that lets himself get killed isn't worthy.
The hood's further back. There's more veins on the back of the head and around...
Well, I suppose Sokar, you know, what's the point of being all mysterious buffers, you know?
Why do you try my patience?
They know what they are.
Oopsie. He knows that's not true.
I will grant you your wish and brand you Lord of the Underworld. The Tok'ra are based on the planet Entak.
Not quite the response he was looking for. You may hurt him.
Oh, dear.
What is the meaning of this? I recently conquered Entak. There are no Tok'ra there. Kill him. Slowly.
Yeah, primitive society. That really must have taken some doing. Oh, he looks like he enjoys his work. Mm-hmm. Don't say
you
so much, Puffers.
Blade and slash?
Being caught in the explosion ourselves.
I will take that risk.
Even if Martouf and your friends somehow make it to the transporter rings on Natu, Sokar's ship is in direct path to the matter stream. There is no way we can intercept them.
Come on, Alduin, show some backbone. You know, Tilk is intimidating.
Tilk! Unhand me! Tilk! Tilk, this is suicide.
You've got to be a strong character to stand up to him.
Unhand me?
That's what he was saying, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what do you expect? I mean,
let me go, you beast.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. I'll start slapping him in a bit. You beast.
I shall unhand you.
I'm not speculating on William DeVry's character, but all he does now is soap operas. Oh, well done, Sam.
You coughed nicely timed with the explosion instead of added the sound effect. I was enjoying this.
Oh, yeah. A pleasant afternoon's entertainment.
What?
For Sokar, not for Apophis.
Sorry, the quality of your voice has changed, has altered radically.
Has it?
You're suddenly rather faint.
I'm not talking any quieter.
That's better. I think you might move slightly away from the mic or something.
Well, I don't think so, because it's a headset. Never mind.
Your head changed shape. You coughed so hard, your head actually reshaped
itself. It could be, yeah.
Between Sokar's ship and the planet, if you do not come to a complete stop, we can miss part of the matter stream. Your friends would die. And that's only if Sokar doesn't blow us out of the sky.
Look, it's not going to work, mate. Tilk's decided what course of action he's going to take, and he's going to stick with it.
Yes.
He's read his horoscope today. Time will be short, but you'll be where you're needed. You will also meet a tall blonde.
Forgive me. The hellfires of NATO are erupting, my lord.
What?
The ship's sensors indicate that the core of the moon has become unstable.
That is impossible.
Not anymore.
We must move the ship.
Whoa, well done, Apophis. You killed one, the wrong one. But, oh, you got another one. Oh, that must be
yeah,
galling.
It's so nice to see that used against Apophis.
Yeah. Oh, he's upset.
You think? I presume he's sufficiently familiar with the design of motherships to know...
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine so. He's been on plenty of them. He's led the fleet.
We're ready, Teal! They're here! Go! Go!
Okay.
That was a little close, wasn't it?
Maybe pushing the bounds of believability, but it works.
And pushing the bounds of bad aiming.
Oh, yeah. Computer-controlled aiming, and they still miss. Bang. Of course, we saw somebody escape from the mothership.
Yes. I'm doubting it was Sokar somehow. And didn't that episode just fly?
We have escaped.
And now for my next trick.
Iced tea. Air conditioning. Water.
I'm going to smile.
Yeah, we've escaped. Yeah, and he does. Air conditioning, that's what he wants. Okay, it's not exactly cold, but it's wet.
That's as close to a smile as we're going to see from Tia for at least 3 seasons.
Even a little bit of eyebrow raise.
I'm sorry, I doubted you.
I am as surprised as you that we survived.
Nope, no indeed.
Yeah, you can have your gun back now.
Thank you.
Do you have any leave coming up?
Yeah, a little.
I was thinking maybe we could take a little father-daughter vacation together.
That'd be great, Dad.
I hear Alaska's cold.
Wouldn't you have thought that even a graze like that would be at least partially a lot better by now? Or did the symbiote decide that it wasn't worth the effort?
Well, I don't think its accelerated healing is that quick.
Hmm. You mean the purely cosmetic they don't bother with?
Oh, no, I think they bother. I just think it, you know, what would take a day for us might take a couple of hours for them. It's only been 10 minutes.
Fair enough.
That's a big explosion.
Oh, hang on.
Now, if this was a sci-fi Saturday movie, this planet would be in terrible trouble. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, viewers, I'm back. Yes. I have more work.
Christine Kennedy, yes, young Carter.
I enjoyed the episode. It probably didn't have, well, I don't know really what the word would be. It didn't have, you know, the impetus of Joel and R's memories, you know, the pacing. But as a second part.
It was wrap-up and also, to a large extent, set-up.
Oh, yeah.
For the rest of the season.
I say, they built up Sokar to be this big bad, probably one of the meanest and probably most intelligent of the system lords.
Clearly not.
Well, yeah, he got hoodwinked pretty easily. And he knew who he was dealing with. And he knows what they've done. And he still got caught out. Mm-hmm. You know, the old arrogance, perhaps.
Yes, well, that's the thing. The arrogance will always be the undoing of you.
Yeah. But who's glad Apophis is back? I am. And we all like Apophis.
We do?
Oh, yeah, he's a good bad guy.
Is that not a contradiction in terms?
Nah, not really.
Good bad guy.
You've got to have a bad guy you can root for.
So, next week's episode is entitled...
Foothold.
Oh, foothold. As in foothold situation.
Yes. So we have aliens. Ooh, aliens.
Next on Stargate SG-1.
Yeah, it's an alien, all right.
Suddenly, they are everywhere.
I don't know how far up the chain of command the infiltration goes.
Paranoid delusion is infinitely more plausible to me than aliens taking over the SGC.
Invading your body.
This is how they look like us.
Where's the real Daniel?
Stealing your identity.
Every one of the people in this room has been duplicated by the alien, sir.
Brainwashing your mind.
She's hallucinating again.
Put the gun down.
They are taking over SG-1, one by one.
They know everything about us.
Everything?
On the next Stargate, SG-1.
Yeah, sorry, just read the teaser. Yeah.
Right.
I checked for email yesterday. I didn't see any. But what are the odds the email has appeared in the last 24 hours?
Probably not very.
And in terms of the group, do we have any comments? We do, by the way, folks. Although, will it be closed by the time this comes out? Or are you planning on running this poll until the end of the season?
Yeah, our season 3 favourite episode poll will run until the week before we do the season 3 wrap-up. So what's that? Probably another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Probably another 2 months. So plenty of time.
That takes up the house watch. Almost up to Hogswatch. That's pretty much it, folks. If you want to contact us, you can do so on Facebook, which is The Gatecast. You can tweet or you can follow us on Twitter as The Gatecast without a space, as the Facebook has a space. You can email us on gatecast@phasecast.com. If you're in the continental United States and quite possibly Canada, let us know. You can ring us on 206-350-5639, which, as I said, the last recording probably means something, numerically speaking, because I know Scott set it up that way, but I'm damned if I know what it means off the top of my head, and I'm in too much pain to bother looking up. You can email it. Did I say the email? I'll say it again. Gatecast@phasecast.com. We're on iTunes, we're on Podcast Pickle, are we on Podcast Alley?
Yes, we're on Podcast Alley.
And something else which you mentioned last week, which I've forgotten.
Did I?
Possibly. Some other, apart from Pickle Alley and iTunes?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, you can download the episodes directly from gatecast.phasecast.com, where you can provide feedback on each individual episode. As we said, our Season 3 poll will probably be running for another 6 weeks or so on the basis of our release schedule versus when we're recording this.
Yeah, so there's plenty of time to vote. You know, we're off to a pretty good start. Exploited my forum membership of the GWC. I know there are a lot of Stargate fans over there.
Oh, my forum membership of GWC. I've left them voicemails, including not long enough. They didn't react to it last time, so I said it again, the last voicemail. That's pretty much it, folks. I'm going to go and find some heavy-duty painkillers.
Just stop him saying ouch every 10 minutes.
It was more like 8.5. I shouldn't have lifted that chair. He told me not to lift anything. Ooh.
Ooh?
Yes. Found a red piece of string.
Okay. He's found a red piece of string.
It's a very specific red piece of string. It's the red piece of string which goes into my Powerball. Have you seen them?
No.
You put the string and you wind up, you yank the string, and then you move your hand in a certain way, and they go faster and faster.
Okay.
And you move your hand in tighter and tighter circles. It's actually good forearm exercise. On that note, folks, we are going to sign off. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Feel free to give us any and all feedback, positive, negative, or just plain weird. We don't mind.
We really don't.
We appreciate it. We play all feedback. Unlike some podcasts, we will play every piece of feedback we receive. Not mentioning any particular podcast.
But it's another podcast we mentioned recently.
I didn't say that. I'm not saying it now. I didn't say it then. And I'm not saying it in the future. Because I'd like my feedback paid on that podcast in some point in the future.
Okay then, folks. Take care and we'll see you next week.
After that, rather incoherent, sir, enough. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.